Tausch begins now. And I just heard it in the ESPN Madison Sports Center. So I want Jesse to play this again about Barry Alvarez talking about how if you never played and you never coached, the first thing you say is, let's fire people.
Your cage. That rattles your cage a little bit there, doesn't it?
Maybe a little. Here's Barry Alvarez on the Barry Alvarez Show, the Jesse Nelson Show with Barry Alvarez, Tarek Salah, and Derek Engler, live from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford last night.
If you've never played, if you've never coached, the first thing you do, things go south a little bit, fire everybody. Then what the hell are you going to do? You're going to bring some knuckleheads in here that don't know anything about anything, and you start all over again. Then you're worse than where you started. So you hire people, and you believe in them, you stick with them, and support them until the time comes, if that comes, that you know that they can't get the job.
Hey, Coach.
All right, so if I may, I think it's hard for me to say that things have gone a little south coming off of back-to-back shutout losses at home with a road game at Oregon at Autzen Stadium up next, first. Secondly, I applaud him for this because he acknowledged his mistake as the athletic director, but when he didn't stand by Gary Anderson for a long time, he recognized, and I'm not saying that this is Gary Anderson 2.0. That's not what I'm saying. I don't know enough about it to be able to say that. Luke Fickell is, in my opinion, on paper, much more qualified. But again, his success at Cincinnati was not during this NIL transfer portal era. I do think that's important to point out. That said, Barry Alvarez didn't stand by Gary Anderson when Gary Anderson wasn't recruiting Wisconsin offensive linemen and changed the brand of what type of football they were going to play. So if you make a mistake, you don't keep living with the mistake. Ron Wolf taught us that. I'm not saying that they should fire Luke Fickell. That is not what I'm saying. But for Barry to dismiss the idea of making a change and that you're going to get some, as he called them, knuckleheads, and you're worse off than you were before, the old Ron Wolf belief is you fire quick and hire slow. You make sure you hire the right person. And whether or not they did is open to debate. There is no debate that things are not going a little bit south. Things have gone poorly. That's why the letter was published by the athletic director. Everyone recognizes that. My point is simply, let's not dismiss people that are suggesting that a change is in order. I understand he's not in the same spot as you are, but he is in a delicate spot, especially after the boo in a bar, don't come to games thing of a couple weeks ago. I totally get it.
Go boo in a bar.
So, but let's
from
not
his
do this.
Perspective, I think what Barry is saying, and I was critical of Coach when he said the, the boo in a bar thing. I couldn't be critical because it's just too funny.
Go boo in a bar.
The other stuff was obviously it was misguided. In this regard, I think the point that he's making is it's not just, well, everything's going to be great if you do this, if you get rid of coaches and administrators. Who do you replace and how do you go about doing that? It's not just, boom, move it along.
Right.
And he sat in both of those chairs, and I think he understood that. And by the way, I don't believe he fired Gary Anderson. Gary Anderson left. Now, whether or not – no. What do you want to say? I don't know. Maybe you have more inner workings. Gary Anderson, I don't think, felt comfortable and was not. Maybe there was more conversations, but he left.
He did.
That is a whole different conversation than when you decide to fire someone. And Mac fired Paul Christ, right?
He did.
And then it was, all right, what are you going to do? And by all accounts, everybody was excited when Mac made the hire that he did. And obviously it has not gone Well, like anybody wanted to.
I wasn't excited.
But for everybody out there, I am not telling fans. I want fans to speak their mind. Brad Nortman went off yesterday.
He did.
I heard his clip.
Yeah.
He went off.
Hmm?
Fans have a right to their – it's you have your feelings, and you can feel very strongly about it. And you can still look at it and say, all right, well, that's your prerogative. What do you do next? And that's what Barry is saying there.
Okay, fair enough. We need to play trivia. Jesse, what's our category and what color would you like?
Badgers Trivia Tuesday.
Did Gary Anderson leave ahead of the posse that was going to fire him? I don't know. That's not a question. What caller would you like?
How many big
teams? You always say words matter, don't you?
You're right.
Hey,
no. That was a very fair correction. That's a very fair correction.
Oh, okay.
I agree with you.
The Packers were eighth in the power rankings this week. Let's do caller number eight.
I kind of feel like we're doing where people are in the standings,
or
and it's Badgers trivia.
The highest number in craps is 12. We could do 12.
No, we'll just do 8. You asked for 8. We'll do 8.
Derek Engler, I think, was a big winner at the craps table with the number 8 last night. So however that works,
8 it is.
8 seems like a good number.
8 it is. Caller 8 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 8 plays trivia. By the way, that's the same number that you could text the word travel to. Travel, 844-770-3776. To find out more about our journey to see the lovely landscapes of England, Scotland, and Wales with Colette. We're going to be taking in the charm of the countryside and the history of the great cities, standing in front of Big Ben and then staring out of Edinburgh Castle. It's going to be a beautiful time. We can't wait. We leave on July 5th, and you can be part of it as well with Colette. We'll visit the storybook villages of Chester and Tausch's favorite place, Shakespeare's Stratford-upon-Avon. We'll also take a scenic train ride through the rolling hills leading to the medieval city of York. It's all part of this incredible journey. Iconic landmarks, cozy villages, bustling city streets, peaceful countryside views. We'll experience all the very best of Britain's history, culture, and beauty. Again, text TRAVEL to 844-770-3776 to have the information sent to you, or just go to ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com. That's ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com for more details. We'll play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Playing catch up because of my clock management skills. Well, it's not all my fault. Let's play some trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday, and one of Jesse's neighbors in the greater Sun Prairie Metroplex, our contestant is Daniel. Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic, sir. How about yourself?
We are good. Thanks for asking. All right, here we go. It is Badgers Trivia. Question number one is this. What is the name of the fourth string Badgers running back who had 4 carries for 35 yards in Saturday's loss to Ohio State at Camp Randall Stadium? Is it Gideon Etuka, David Archuleta, or Clay Aiken?
We're going to go with Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken was once a contestant, I believe, on
America's Got Talent. American Idol. Yeah.
American Idol. I was one of, I knew I had a 50-50 chance.
As was David Archuleta.
Yeah. Good one, Jesse. Great question.
Yeah, good one, Jesse.
Definitely not up north, Joe.
Nicely. Well played. How late into Badgers Buckeyes would I have to stay tuned in to have caught Gideon's performance?
The third quarter.
We didn't talk a ton about the game.
At that point, Bollinger and Davenport were in the radio booth.
It kind of stunted that part. It gave the nuts and bolts of what. But Gideon did have a couple of nice plays.
All right, question two.
I thought Danny O'Neill was hurt. That's why we had Simmons playing, but who knows?
Nope.
Apparently not. Things are going well. But hey, we're going to hire knuckleheads, so don't fire anybody. All right, question two, Daniel.
Going to a bar.
Is this. Which of these former Oregon quarterbacks finished fourth in the Heisman voting in 2001, which was also the last time Wisconsin played a football game on the road in Eugene? Was that quarterback Marcus Mariota, Dennis Dixon, or Joey Harrington?
2001, Marcus Mariota's been in the league, but not that long. Can you repeat your other
two choices? You're doing a great job of deductive reasoning. Your other two choices, Dennis Dixon or Joey Harrington?
Well, let's go A.
Well, wait. A was Marcus Mariota. So B is Dennis Dixon. C is Joey. Okay. So you're going Dennis Dixon?
Let's do Dennis Dixon.
Are you sure?
You should go Joey Harrington.
They called him Joey Heisman during his Heisman campaign. They put a big billboard in Times Square.
Yeah, great Lions quarterback for a while.
His nickname was among
us. No, he's a great quarterback for us.
For you, yeah, for sure. His nickname with the Ducks from his teammates was Princess, because he was a lot like me, high maintenance. Question three, as you bounce back here, Daniel, and hopefully we get this one right.
Doesn't seem like a very nice nickname.
Maybe said in with nothing but love. Question three. Wisconsin is one of five teams yet to win a game in Big Ten Conference play this season.
So we're not alone.
Which of these teams has won a Big Ten game this year? Is it Michigan State, Penn State, or Washington?
I'm going to go with Washington. I know Washington beat Penn State, so that's... One in a row, baby.
Washington did not beat Penn State, but they have won two games against somebody. So,
hey, that's fine. One in a row, baby.
So Penn State, who? Michigan State's got to play Penn State at some point, right? So somebody will get a win.
I believe they play each other later this year.
As opposed to the Badgers, we'll have to wait and see how that works out. Penn State's upcoming games are against Ohio State, followed by Indiana. So it'll be interesting to see how they fare. I don't even know who their interim coach is. All right, Daniel, you got one out of three. The very rare first two wrong, last one right. So you've got two entries into our drawing on Friday. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Bye. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
That was quite a ride. I thought
it was fun. Yeah, he was fun.
Clay Aiken.
I did not. That was a surprise. That was a surprise. But hey, if you weren't watching the third quarter, you might not have known either. And I didn't. I just knew the other two guys were on American Idol. We will get to our version of American Idol. I don't know. That's a bad segue. Jesse's next with Whoa Nelly. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many
time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
All right, who wants to join my club?
Not me.
I would much rather lose the way that the Brewers lost in the NLCS in 4 games getting dominated by Ohtani and the Dodgers pitchers than the way that the Seattle Mariners lost in agonizing fashion in Game 7 after taking a 3-2 series lead with a lead in the 7th inning giving up a 3-run home run to George Springer and the Toronto Blue Jays in the bottom of the 7th. Blue Jays go on to win Game 7, setting up a Toronto-LA World Series.
So is this coming from a fan's perspective or a player's perspective?
Jesse's not a player.
Why don't you share with us what the... Well, I was a bowler in Muskego.
Could play second base for the
I could play second
Mallards.
Base for an inning for the Mallards. Tell us both.
Yeah, good
so
answer, Jesse.
It's obviously more painful this way. There's no doubt about it. And I think most of the time we go through life and we are trying to not inflict
avoid
as
pain.
Much pain as we can. So I think the easy answer here is that you wouldn't. But from my perspective, you either want it and you want to get it done and have opportunities, understanding you're going to get some scars, and you're going to have some things happen that suck. So for the Mariners, I don't know if they'll get back. I'd much rather not. Like, from the Brewers' standpoint, it was such a dudder. Wouldn't you rather have those great moments leading into, even though you get gutted? We didn't have anything. What are we hanging our hat on from that series? I don't even think we'll talk about it existing.
You're right.
At least in the Game 7, we lost Puig, and I don't even know who else beat us. Down at AmFam Field. Right now, there ain't nothing. Like, it was almost like it didn't even happen. It's going to be, oh, we beat the Cubs in the 5th. All right, great. I want the pain. I want the pain because it sucks, but it's memorable and you at least had the chance. We didn't even have a chance to have a chance. Give me the chance to have a chance, even though it's going to be scary and a little painful.
I don't know, man. I kind of like the idea of not talking about it and talking about how they beat the Cubs, because I had the Game 7 on, and boy, that is... they had a walk,
tough
a one. Base hit, and then a 3-run homer to go from up 3-1 to down 4-3. In Game 7.
Did you see the stat? It is the second time in MLB history in a winner-take-all game that there was a go-ahead home run when a team was down by more than one run in the 7th inning or later. Does that make sense?
So like if you were down 3 and the guy hits a grand slam.
The only,
or if you're down 2 and you hit a 3-run homer like they did.
The only other time it happened was Pete Alonso against the Brewers last year.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whoa, Jason, would you rather your kid, Would you rather your kid just play in a bunch of, like, nice games and then they get knocked
out in the first round or miss a free throw?
No, I'm asking, like, because it's not an easy question.
No, it's not.
Or you put her on the line, and if she makes two free throws, Ashwaubenon goes on to state. But if she misses, it's over. Sectional finals. Everybody celebrating at their court. Where would you, what would you want?
I'm pleading the fifth.
Whoa, Nelly!
I don't know.
That's a really hard question.
Yes!
That's a really hard question.
Because you're not a fan, that's the only way I can get to your fan.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did it.
Great job.
So I think it deserves an answer.
You can think whatever you want.
I agree. Does deserve an
you
answer.
You can think whatever you want, too.
Jesse, do you think... So you'd rather it not be painful and just completely non-memorable be done?
The Packers NFC Championship loss to the Falcons was much easier to process than the 2014 loss to the Seahawks.
Well, no blank.
And that's the similarity here. The Brewers were the Packers against the Falcons, and the Mariners were the Packers against the Seahawks.
So I think the critical piece, and Tausch's question is great. I may be dodging it, but it is a great question, is if you lose the game, this heart-wrenching game, and you're your child or you are the one who makes the losing play is different than, like, hey, if I'm the center fielder for the Mariners, I'm not the one who threw the pitch that ended in the three-run home run. So I have a different type of disappointment. Like, I'm watching, on your recommendation, I'm watching Comeback, the documentary series on the 2004 Boston Red Sox. And the Game 7 loss they have to the Yankees in the 03 ALCS. And Howard Bryant makes a great point later in it about how the Yankees didn't even win the World Series that year. The Florida Marlins did. At Yankee Stadium, they won the decisive game. But nobody remembers that. Except Marlins fans, and maybe was Craig Counsell there at that time? But what they remember is Game 7, and there's a scene where the late Tim Wakefield, who comes in after winning Game 1 and Game 4, they lose the game, and he's the losing pitcher, and he is absolutely inconsolable. And obviously they play, like, a clip of him talking, but he passed away a couple years ago, and, like, his catcher, Mirabelli's talking about how they win that Game 7, and Tim Wakefield is the MVP of the series. Yeah. And instead, he cannot forgive himself for losing Game 7, even though there were a bunch of reasons they lost Game 7. And so you miss free throws with a trip to state on the line. Doesn't matter that there were a bunch of mistakes earlier in the game. You are devastated because you feel like lost the game. That is a tough question.
It's a tough scenario. Interesting. Jesse, I'm going to steal your last Whoa Nelly. So Whoa Nelly this.
Whoa Nelly!
Does this start making more sense if the Cowboys, there's a rumor from JPA on Twitter, and from Trey Wingo. So Trey Wingo, he's got some chops.
Well, wait, did Trey Wingo just share JPA's thing, or are these separate reports?
Not to be confused with Joe Pa?
J-Pa took Trey Wingo's report. But I'm looking at J-Pa's.
Because
Will Blackman, my old teammate, retweeted. That's why it showed up on my timeline. I don't follow Trey Wingo.
Yeah, sure.
And it says the Cowboys have reached out to the Raiders about a trade for Max Crosby. He's being paid $35 million, not $46 million. If the Cowboys pull that off, does that change your deal?
Are they trading Kenny Clark?
I don't know. Kenny's going to the Raiders? No, I doubt it.
Just keeps getting worse.
So what is your question? I'm sorry.
Does that change the math on the – because we're all dumbfounded that they gave us Micah Parsons. Does that then change your math on what that?
Because they're saving $11 million a year and still have a top.
And they're getting a really good player.
Yeah,
That would change how I look at him. Yeah.
Would we have to apologize to Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't.
At least a little bit.
I don't foresee that happening. How old? I'm going to have to. All right, let me do a little fact checking on this. Like, Micah Parsons is still 26. How old is Max Crosby?
Oh, it's still a bad trade for Dallas, but it's not as bad.
Depends what they give up. Max Crosby is only 28, so he's not old by any stretch. What will it take to get Max Crosby from the Raiders would be my next question. Do you have to give up one of your first-round picks you got from the Packers? Do you have to pass those to them?
If you give up both, it's an insanely stupid trade.
Right. So I'm going to need more information. I can't wait till this trade happens. And then the Packers and the Cowboys face off in the NFC Championship game for a trip to the Super Bowl. We will wrap up the show next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Jesse, were you talking to me there?
No, I was talking to old T. Off-air conversation.
Suddenly I was on the air.
As always with Jesse, I'm always more confused after I get done with the conversation than I actually am leading into it.
He's teaching me how to play craps.
I'm glad somebody is. All right. It is Aaron Rodgers week. We are going to have a Zoom call with him on Thursday.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to that.
Not FaceTime?
You dress up? What are you going to wear? You going to dress up nice and pretty for him?
I haven't thought about that. Haven't given it a whole lot of thought. I don't think I'll be changing my ensemble. I'm sure it'll be a hoodie and shorts.
How much you want to bet, Jesse? How much you want to bet he wears a Cal sweatshirt?
He's going to do something to stand out. I don't know if it's a Cal sweatshirt.
He's going to do something to stand out. It's not going to be something mundane.
Yeah,
I can assure you that.
Got an RELAX hat or something you can put on.
What's the junior college you went to?
Butte College.
He's going to have a Butte shirt on.
Yeah,
something Butte.
Isn't he a Butte?
Be a beautiful day.
Total Butte.
That's it for us today. I can't wait for tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.